Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you could have first heard this episode 9 months ago if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that'll get right on your tics.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, this is it!
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Hotbody Dawson. Pow, pow, pow!
I am Sam Delaney. So what?
We are once again delving into the history box, looking at the aftermath of the death of Princess Diana. Or to give her a correct title at the time, Diana, Princess of Wales. In 1997.
These fucking royals and their dickhead helpers. I think they're called the helpers, aren't they?
I don't know.
Who make up all these fucking rules. I mean, you see it in that when I watch The Crown, which we've discussed extensively in the past, and it's all about these helpers who are more obsessed with the protocols and the titles and the pathetic fucking details than the royals themselves, who couldn't give a flying fuck as long as the fucking civil list money keeps rolling in
as
every month.
As long as the fucking dinner's on the table.
These fucking weird... Now, what I want to fucking say about these helpers with all that, we believe it would be best and in line with tradition if we change her name to Diana, comma. And the comma really is all important, ma'am. Princess of Wales, right?
We've considered brackets, but we find that vulgar.
Yeah, exactly. And you sort of think, do you know what? And I don't say this lightly, and, you know, it might come back to haunt me saying this, but these helpers with their obsession over these sorts of details, they're fucking sex cases, mate. They've got to be. They're fucking sex cases, aren't they?
They're deviants.
Adult who's got that fucking level of obsession... With the fucking... It's like people who are just banging to fucking Lord of the Rings or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or Star Trek. It's the same sort of shit.
Yeah, they're curating the universe, almost. You know, Doctor Who has a universe.
Yeah, exactly.
And, by the way, Doctor Who, I don't watch it. I haven't watched it for years, but all the coverage that I see online... is just people fucking mourning about it.
Yeah.
And has been for about 5 years.
That's like Star Wars.
Oh, don't fucking watch it then.
That's like Star Wars, mate. It's like a trope of the Star Wars community online.
Yeah.
They only complain. No one ever says, that was a good film, I enjoyed that.
They'll go, oh, the new Doctor's here, and the latest one is, of course, a woman. Which a lot of people were objecting to, a lot of the hardcore fans. A lot of people thought it was
a woman can't travel through time, that's absurd. Also, a woman cannot be a doctor. Should we call her Doctress Who?
You can't put a woman travelling through time because her tits will rotate and fall off.
It's just not physically possible. And a woman without tits is a man. John Pertwee.
End of conversation.
If John Pertwee had tits, he would have been a woman.
Then there was that. That was the contentious thing. And then her reign, whatever it's called, her era, started. And they're just all fucking mourning about it. Yeah. Oh, well, this is not as good. The current writer isn't as good as the writer who did it 15 years ago.
You write your own show about a time traveller then. If you think you know so much, you write it. And I've submitted several scripts to the BBC without any response whatever.
I even put in a stamped address envelope, but I've had no response. This is what I pay my license fee for.
I've also written several works of fan fiction, which are available on Reddit.
On the internet. You just Google them. Oh, but I was thinking about it in relation to Dick Turpin that we're doing. Mm. We're watching Dick Turpin and it's fucking great.
It's just
Every
great.
Every episode's brilliant. And we're enjoying it.
Yeah, there's shit out there for everyone these days, man. I mean, there is so much content, it's unbelievable. So, you know, life's too short for you to, like, watch something that not only you don't like, but it actually makes you angry. Because people get angry about it. And it's like, don't, you know, watch something else. Watch Dick Turpin.
It's me getting angry about something I've never even watched.
Listen, someone sent us we were talking last week at some stage about a show called Target, which even you only had vague memories of, which was in the 1970s the BBC's answer to the Sweeney, which they had to ban it. They had to ban themselves from broadcasting because they made it and then were then disgusted at how violent it was. And they said, "Oh, we have made something disgusting here. I'm so sorry." Right? And they had to. It's like when you see yourself, that, you know, if you ever glimpse yourself naked in the mirror. Where I try not to observe my own nude form.
No, I don't allow
myself
that option. No.
Don't like it. Or, you know, if you look in the toilet after you've, you know, been to see an old friend off to sea. And you're like, and you disgust yourself. That's what the BBC did with Target. They made a show that they were so disgusted with, they had to ban. And we thought that was a great recommendation. Someone emailed us about it. Someone emailed us and said what happened in the first, like, 5 minutes of the episode. Got to try and find this email, and it just sounds absolutely superb. Brilliant. Yeah, it sounds so good. It feels like it's begging for a deep dive, or at least just further consideration by you and I.
It's on YouTube, isn't it? I think the first three episodes are on YouTube.
This email is from someone called Michael Fryer, and he just writes... Target, episode 3, first 90 seconds. A drunk man stealing a forklift, running over portable toilets, then reversing back over them again. Police thundering over in a VW Beetle. Good stuff. That's the email. Thanks for that, Michael Fryer. As if we weren't already intrigued enough by Target.
That reminds us, there's a particular episode of Minder which has got one of the greatest opening 2 minutes of all time. It starts off with a policeman played by Brian Blessed, and he raids this house, and in bed in this house is Rula Lenska and Ian McShane.
Fucking hell.
And he's raiding the house to try and find porn videos.
Yeah.
Which they've got, and he finds some.
Of course, those two would have pornos.
So that's the first scene. And then it cuts to a scene back at Arthur's lockup. And who turns up at the lockup? Fuck me, it's Ray Winston.
Yeah.
And he's got a flatbed lorry, which is full of loads of fucking concrete garden furniture that he's trying to knock off. Like, fuck it up. How could this get any better?
Oh, my God. Beautiful television. Beautiful television. Yeah. So what we're saying is, angry Doctor Who fans, Whovians, why not just at very least take a break from Doctor Who?
Go watch Minder.
Target, watch Minder, or find something else that you like.
Dick Turpin.
Yeah.
Yeah. And getting back to that mirror thing, I don't have any mirrors that are positioned to be able to, like, look at myself intimately, but sometimes there's some public toilets that you'll go into in bars or whatever, and you go into the cubicle, and then there's a mirror in front of the toilet, and you can just watch your own cock while you're having a piss.
No, I don't need to see that. I don't
need
that.
I have to look away.
That's disgusting. No one wants to see their own cock doing a piss.
God almighty.
No, thank you. No, thank you. I tried to avoid it. You know, I do not want to behold myself, any part of myself, naked. Thank you.
The eye of the beholder.
No.
The cock is in the eye of the beholder. That's Diana thing, really.
So Diana, Diana, Princess of Wales.
Diana, Princess of Wales. 8 minutes of the fucking introduction. Criticisms about the reaction being hysterical and irrational. These criticisms were repeated on the 10th anniversary when Jonathan Friedland of The Guardian expressed, I think that's how you pronounce it, Friedland. Yeah. He said it had become an embarrassing memory, like a mawkish, self-pitying teenage entry in a diary. We cringe to think about it. And there's another quote from Theodore Dalrymple. Yes, I'll say that again. Theodore Dalrymple, whoever that is. He's an English cultural critic, prison physician, and psychiatrist. Oh, he's fucking listed on Wikipedia then. Sentimentality, both spontaneous and generated by the exaggeration and attention of the media that was necessary to turn the death of the princess into an event of such magnitude, thus served a political purpose. Ooh. One that was inherently dishonest in a way that parallels the dishonesty that lies behind much sentimentality itself. Well, there you go. You couldn't fit that on a Christmas cracker joke.
Fucking no. Did Friedland paper, say, did Jonathan Friedland say that?
No, that was Theodore Dalrymple.
Oh, fucking Dalrymple.
Yeah,
what an arsehole. I don't know what happened. I just think that's a horrible interpretation of what went down. I think our interpretation is the correct one.
I think Theodore Dalrymple's just all very, look at me, I have an opinion.
That's what most of these cunts are like, aren't they?
Yeah. There's a few other criticisms as well, which we probably won't even look at.
In my opinion, she should never have died. It was just more attention-seeking, which is indicative of the society we live in, where vanity and narcissism reign above all else. And should your Twitter feed or TikTok video not garner enough likes the first time, then you may try smashing yourself to death in a high-speed tunnel accident. Well, I think that's it's exactly pathetic. It. And I think what this country really needs is a war. And ideally, a nuclear one.
Once and for all. Did you see the thing that was on Russian state news over the weekend?
No.
It was this basically an open threat to nuke Britain.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I saw a bit of footage of it on YouTube. And it's the newsreader. The same as, like, you know, Kenneth Kendall or Richard Baker or Hugh Edwards or one of the new ones. Yeah. Moira Stewart. Basically just talking about how they're going to nuke Britain. And
in Britain other news, we are planning to nuke Britain.
But the gas that it would release or something would just destroy the fabric of British society. You know, just kind of say,
why they want a new cast?
This is how it must be.
What they want a new cast for, fuck's sake? Everyone's helping Ukraine. It's just same as we are. We're all fucking helping. I reckon that they're thinking, well, let's nuke Britain because... well, there's a few interpretations. One is, the straightforward one is, well, we don't want to nuke America because that would be really dangerous. But Britain's like mini America. It's like their mate. Mm. America kind of owns Britain, but it hasn't yet, like, totally. It's not an officially a state. So it'd be the easiest part of America to bomb. That's the straightforward interpretation.
Plus, it's an island. And you can just nuke an island and nobody be fussed.
Yeah, that's true. But the nuclear cloud afterwards floats around. And, you know, remember when Chernobyl... Yeah. Right, anyway, the real conspiracy theory one. Remember when Chernobyl... Right, anyway. I wish someone transcribed this podcast and made some of the quotes available as feigned prints. Remember when Chernobyl... Anyway, and Delaney's analysis of Russia. Right, but here's the other thing. Here's the conspiracy theory, right? Is that, and it's not that far-fetched, Putin is part of a shadowy cabal to undermine, basically, Western liberal democracy. And he has put puppet leaders. We know that he played a part in the election of Donald Trump. That is now a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Right? I believe that he also played a big part. They played a big part in Brexit. Yeah. And whether they played a role in the election of Johnson or whether it just simply suits them, that's open to debate. But it certainly fucking suits them. Because every day that Boris Johnson remains in power and he's like ludicrous cabinet, it undermines the very fucking notion of democracy, really. Agreed. Because they're just taking the piss. And so, and that's what Putin's plan always was. He always thought that the West was very hypocritical and that the illusion of freedom and democracy needed to be exposed. And he wanted to do that and undermine it. And he did it successfully in America. Now he's doing it in the UK. And he can sense that the British government is in crisis. But if we're threatened consistently by a foreign power, that actually strengthens our leader, gives him more of an opportunity to play the sort of strong man that will always win you fucking votes, especially in a time of panic. And because I was thinking a lot recently about how Britain, despite the fact that anyone from, you know, your patriotic toffs to your racist fucking UKippers to your football hooligans, they all fucking think that we're a proud and brave country. But in fact... Britain is a nation of fucking cowards, right?
Yeah.
Cowards.
Cowards who are terrified of change above all else. So progress, we're hostile to progress, which is why the Conservatives are always elected, because we think that progress equals change and change equals danger. And we are scared of that.
And we're still stuck in the era of the empire.
Yeah, we vote for a fucking party whose name, the clue's in the fucking title, you cunts. Conservative. It means don't change anything. Everything's fine as it is. Well, everything is quite evidently not fine as it is. But because we're such a nation of cowards, all we can think is rather than hope and think, well, let's try and change things for the better. There must be a better way, which is what other countries do from time to time. We always think, oh, things are fucked. But if we change, they might be even more fucked. So let's just stick with it. Stick or fucking twist, they'll stick every time. And I'll tell you why.
Oh, if we elect a Labour government, they'll spend all the money. And
they might
be no
do
money
something.
Left.
They might try to change this system that's failed all of us. But if they change it, it might fail us even worse. Well, fucking hell. Have some fucking bollocks, you cunts. Do you know what I mean? Everyone's fucking scared and deferential. We better keep the Queen. If the Queen goes, who knows what might happen? We better keep Boris in charge, because although he's awful, if he goes, what else might happen?
Jalapeño.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
Coward country. Bullshit coward country. You know, if fucking Russia want to bomb us, then they'll all go, oh, help us, Boris. Boris will come out with a load of fucking rhetoric that he's cribbed off of old Churchill speeches. It'll mean nothing. Let them fucking... You know what, Andy? Let them bomb us.
Flatten That's what we deserve.
Flatten the whole fucking place.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't want to die. But if I do, then, you know, it's better that we all die at once. Yeah?
Oh, well, I've said before, I've told my two kids, get the fuck out of this country. Get an education. And if you get the chance to go somewhere else as part of the education, do. Have a look around. Put down some roots. Get the fuck out of this place. There's nothing good happening here.
You know, yesterday's dinner around the table was consumed entirely with my family's plans for my funeral.
Oh, brilliant.
All I said was, and I think, have we discussed this? It might even been something you said. Like, I said that I wanted to be fired, my body to be fired out of a cannon into the sea.
I don't remember that.
Well, anyway, I said, fire me. We were talking. I said, don't have me cremated. Definitely don't have me buried. Fire me out of a cannon.
But your body, not your ashes.
No, my body, my full corpse.
What kind of cannon? Where'd you get this cannon from?
Like the kind they have in Looney Tunes.
A death cannon.
Yeah, a big corpse fucking cannon, like the ones they have in a circus. That a man, the human cannonball, that kind of thing. Stick it on the edge of the cliffs in Dover. Put me in it. And attach the following. Loads of fucking fireworks, right?
Yeah.
And loads of dynamite. But there's a timer system. So what happens is, I'm fired into the sky. The fireworks all fucking go off. Everyone watching, so I want there to be a good crowd, right? I mean, not huge, but, if it, you know, sort of this, about roughly the size we get when we play Leicester Square Theatre. That's fine with me, right?
About 400.
Yeah. About 400 people, right? Fire me into the... It could be live-streamed. I don't know.
IFS only, maybe.
Yeah, you could charge.
And turbo,
the money
turbo.
Could go to my kids, right? And I don't know if you can be bothered, but if you can somehow manage to stream it on YouTube, that'd be great.
Well,
anyway.
The White Cliffs of Dover, that's quite a stretch. That's going to take me a couple of days to get down there.
Yeah, well, you don't have to actually come if you don't want to. You could just help with the logistics.
Yeah.
Like, I can't make it myself, but I'm set. I've got a YouTube account, which you're welcome to use for the streaming.
We'll then be able to film it for us. I'll give him the login. He'll be able to do it. Take a couple of buttons.
I couldn't go, but I did give his son the login, so I feel like I've done my bit. Right. But anyway, so I said, fire me into the sky, let the fireworks go off, and then as I hit peak, before I begin my descent, then activate the dynamite and blow my body to smithereens. Into a cloud of blood and flesh and bone, yeah?
Over the sea.
Over the fish sea. To eat. Yeah, and then let it all become fish food. But the thing is, I thought it was a bit of fun and games when I first pitched this, but they got so into my funeral, planning what they were going to wear, planning what they were going to say, right?
Yeah, soundtrack, that sort of thing.
Like, loads about the soundtrack. I said to my wife, all I want is for you to wear one of those small black lacy veils that come down off of your hat and just cover your eyes. And she said, of course I'm going to wear one of those. That goes without saying. I said, I would also like it if you had your mascara pre-run. Do you know what I mean? So you arrive with it already down your face.
Well, in case you can't actually summon any tears at the crucial time.
Do you know what she said? She said, I'm afraid my makeup is going to be immaculate that day. You see, I'll be searching for a new husband.
Well, exactly. She'll be the widow, won't she?
she reckons she's going to look really hot at my funeral because be trying. I know.
Sam, maybe I will come
maybe
after all.
Maybe you will fucking come. I couldn't believe it. Her and my daughter in particular were just loving planning every last fucking detail. They were planning the food and everything.
Right. What's the food going to be?
Cheese-based, mainly.
Right. Beige buffet?
Just loads of, different cheeses and loads of cheesy snacks, like cheesy Watsits, cheesy footballs, cheese straws, blah, blah, blah. And also, they took pleasure in saying it was going to be quite boozy because I don't drink.
Because they've had enough of all that.
Yeah, they you know, at last we can have a piss up without anyone sitting there judging us.
I had enough of indulging you.
Yeah. So, I don't know, I felt a bit hurt by it. But then again, I felt a bit hurt, but I felt, well, at least they seem mentally ready and that I don't have to worry that they won't be able to rebuild their lives without me.
I'd quite like one of those funeral pyres, but one of the ones that are on a barge.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
I think they do them down the weir. Vietnam where they do them.
Down the weir.
Down the weir. Set me, put me in, where can we put me in? Put me in at Fatfield.
Right.
I know you don't know where that is. If anyone wants to look it up on Google Maps, they can do that. Put me at Fatfield at where the pubs are, and then you can have a bit of a booze up there as well. Just set me off down the river towards the mouth of the weir and into the sea, ablaze on a barge. That'll do me. And again, beige buffet.
And you just slowly burn to a cinder.
You just burn. People just come to the riverbank and watch me slowly drift down towards the sea, burning.
Can kiddies...
Get a bit of the smell in their nostrils.
Can kiddies throw things at the boat?
Or try and destabilise it.
Yeah, or just throw
try and knock the pyre over.
I'll throw flammables like milk bottles with bit of petrol
in. Petrol bombs. Yeah.
To keep it going. Be good. Yeah.
Yeah, no objection to that. Keeps it lively, doesn't it?
Okay, well there you go. Let's keep this episode in the archives for when either of us die, or if we both die together whilst we're on tour or something.
Stage. Yeah.
And neither of us is left to explain the other one's wishes, then this podcast will always exist.
It's the last will and testament almost, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's not a lot else really we can look at in this Diana thing. I think we've pretty much... inquests. I mean, you know, Henri Paul was drunk. That's a fact.
Yeah.
No one in the car were wearing seat belts. That's a fact.
But what about the geezer?
High speed crash.
But what about the geezer who just, died?
What geezer?
Who was the survivor? Was that a bodyguard?
It was the bodyguard, wasn't it? Trevor Rees-Jones?
Yeah, and then he survived, yeah?
Is he dead now?
Yeah. Look him up.
Is he?
He died in fucking highly suspicious circumstances, didn't he?
Oh, right, okay. I don't know.
Yeah, mate. Conspiracy. Oh, brilliant. Man. Conspiracy theories. Although the initial French investigation found that Diana had died as a result of an accident, several conspiracy theories have been raised. Right? Fayed's dad, Mohamed Al-Fayed, has claimed that the crash was a result of a conspiracy and later contended that the crash was orchestrated by MI6.
He's not dead.
His claims were that someone died in suspicious circumstances. They paid him off, mate. They were victims of an unlawful killing. Henri Porn, the drivers following vehicles. I think Wikipedia have been told to bring some of this shit down, right? Because someone died in suspicious circumstances. One of the people who is in that car, and I'm just trying to... Right, so Trevor Rees-Jones isn't dead.
No, he was the only one that survived. Then who else was in the car then? Because the other three just died immediately.
Dodie.
Henri Paul died, Dodie died, Diana died, Trevor Rees-Jones survived.
There was a geezer in a white Fiat Uno. I always remember that because that's the car that my mum had, right?
Wasn't that they didn't crash into that though? It put them off, didn't it? Did it drive past them or something? Or
that
they drove
geezer,
past
he died in suspicious circumstances.
Oh, right, okay.
He fucking saw what was going on, or was he complicit? Yeah. Was he put there to cause the crash? Well, we'll never know because the cunt set himself alight in a car.
Did he? Well, you know...
Well, I can't be sure. I better double-check that.
I mean, that's kind of not understandable, but you could kind of see why someone might do that if they'd been blamed around the world for the death of Diana, Princess of Wales. Which, you know, kind of was.
Let's see, the driver...
Mohamed Al-Fayed has claimed the crash was a result of a conspiracy ever since it happened, basically.
Do you think it was a conspiracy?
No. There's a fucking pissed bloke driving at high speed through a tunnel and nobody in the car was wearing any seatbelts. There you go. That's it. It happens. It happened. There's no fucking conspiracy.
Let's do quick fire. Was it a conspiracy? 9/11. You can say yes, no, or possibly. 9/11.
What element of 9/11 was a conspiracy? Was it done by America?
Was it a conspiracy?
No.
Moon landings?
No.
Death of Michael Hutchence?
No. No one gave a fuck about Michael Hutchence when he died.
It was MI6 who did
that. His career was on the fucking slide.
I think it was MI6 who did it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's leave it there. I've got another question for you, though, about the death of Diana, because this is the last episode, so... I want a slot that's unofficially called Andy's Opinions. What did you think of the Queen's reaction? Were you disappointed?
I was quite amused by it. But it goes back to that whole protocol thing again, doesn't it? It was like they weren't gonna lower the flag to half mast. She hid out in Balmoral for a few days, just hoping that the dust would settle.
It'll pass after a couple of days. I'll be on to the next
thing. She's not even one of the fucking family anymore. No one's going to give a fuck.
Believe me, I've been around long enough, right, to know that these so-called crises, they're fucking tomorrow's fish and chip paper, right? Something else will come along. In a week's time, people will be laughing about this.
Look, kind of think of it like this, right? You imagine us as being EastEnders, right? The family. We're EastEnders. Diana really was Mary the Punk. She'd been in it for a bit. Everyone thought she was great, and then she fucked off, and then everyone forgot about her. So, you know, like Mary the Punk, no, there's going to be no kind of fuss whatsoever because she's dead. We'll just keep rocking on.
Hey, look at fucking Mountbatten, yeah? The fucking Irish blew him up, right? And I remember that day, everyone was up in arms saying, oh, Mom, you got to make a speech. Mountbatten's been blown up by the Irish. I was like, fine. I got swept up in it that time, right? I pulled all the stops out. We did a big funeral. We laid on an incredible spread that cost us a fair fucking few quid, by the way. Now, you go up to the average lad in the street and ask him who Mountbatten was. They haven't got a fucking clue.
I haven't got a fucking Scooby. Well, total waste of time.
It's all Tamagotchis now. It's all fucking Tamagotchis. No one cares about Mountbatten.
He was my cousin. For fuck's sake, he was my cousin.
They blew it. It was only out doing a bit of fucking fishing. They fucking blew him up. I tell you what, the Irish, they're fucking ruthless like that. I mean, I tell you, I wouldn't be surprised if the Irish were behind this in some way. What? Well, I don't know why. I don't know how their minds work. I don't know. I'm just saying. Don't ask me for why.
I'm not saying for certain. I haven't got the evidence. It's just a gut feeling.
The thing about you lot is, you all come and tell me all this shit without fucking remembering that I've been the Queen longer than you lot have even been fucking walking about or speaking English. I've been the Queen for fucking... I've seen it all. I have fucking seen it all. And I tell you
I've
what...
I've seen the lot. I've seen England win the World Cup. I've seen glam rock. I've seen everything.
That fucking dog, Pickles, nicked the fucking World Cup. No, he found it. And I fucking knew it. And he was a cunt as well. Pickles. Right, they wanted me to knight him.
I didn't even know we had the Falklands till it all kicked off over there.
I saw the Suez. I remember saying, if we go to war with fucking Egypt, that's embarrassing. Egypt? It was fucking Germany 5 minutes ago. That's a proper fucking war.
I was here when Radio 1 went from medium wave to stereo. That was a good weekend.
Everyone was saying then, the world will never be the same again. And I fucking sat back, I had myself a cup of tea, and I said, you watch. The world will keep on turning. And so it came to pass.
And there we are. And the world does indeed keep turning. We've assessed the aftermath of the death of Diana. Have we come to any conclusions? I don't think we have. But we've had a nice time, and that's the main thing.
For what it's worth, and this is how I ended the permanently rested television satire show news thing.
Yeah.
I remain completely open-minded about what went on in that tunnel in 1997. Right. I do not know. And I think there's still more to come out about that. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's my conclusion.
I completely disagree. Yeah. I think it was a very simple, tragic act. But there we are. We'll do something else next week. Who knows what it'll be? We haven't decided yet. Thanks very much for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.